Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and I am joined by some really wonderful people from Peace Lutheran Church. We're joined by Virgil Bennett and Chris Bennett. How are you guys today?
We're doing well.
Great to have you guys. Looking forward to a great event that you have coming up here. The first year that you guys are doing a trunk or treat. But for people that may are not familiar with Peace Lutheran and all the great work that you guys do in our community, tell us a little bit about what you guys have been up to.
Well, Peace Lutheran Church has been around for a little over 25 years now, Johnny. In fact, we just celebrated our 25th anniversary last year.
Congratulations.
We've got a membership. Thank you. Thank you very much. We've had a membership of roughly around 150 members or so. Our minister, or our pastor, I should say, is Steve Harton. Wonderful man with ministers to us in so many different ways and so much to the community. We like to call Peace Lutheran a place of faith, of grace, and of God's word that we celebrate in the liturgy.
That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, it's always important to have a great group of people within the church and a great pastor. And you guys are part of a lot of great committees that are doing events and getting things ready. But that I think is a very important thing in any church that I've ever been a part of, is that outreach into the community. You know, it's not just Sunday church service and then you go home and that's it. No, there's a lot of work, that's involved and being part of the community and really having that, I think is really important.
Exactly. And that outreach, word that you use is very, very accurate and very effective. And actually, one of the things that we want to talk about today is trunk or treat. And so my wife, Chris, here is the chairperson for that event, and she can kick it off and just give us a little thumbnail. Chris?
Okay, it's Saturday, October 26th from 3 to 5. Including the trunk or treat, there will be games.
Okay.
Pin the nose on the pumpkin, a pumpkin toss and a beanbag toss. So
that's really cool.
For children of all ages.
That's wonderful. So you were telling me a little bit before we got this whole thing started and started this conversation about it, is this is your first year of doing this trunk or treat. So when you guys were putting together this committee and thinking about ideas, and like we were saying, going back to outreach, what made you guys think, hey, let's bring a lot of people in the community to come and hang out with us and do the trunk or treat? Because I've seen a lot of trunk or treats in many different communities and in schools. I know Lakeshore and other schools and other churches will do trunk or treat, and I think it's a great thing. So what made you think, hey, let's do that at Peace Lutheran?
Well, to bring in families and children into our church. It's an outreach program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's a safe and convenient location for people to come to. Kids can come here and get all their treats in one location, right, in a safe location without being in the traffic, you know, or going to many, many different places, running around on the streets when it's,
right,
getting dark. Can be dangerous sometimes, you know. So it's just a great place for kids to come in a central location and gather up a whole bunch of goodies at one place.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is great. So if someone is interested in this, so the trunks will be from members of the church,
members,
correct?
Members of the church,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes,
as far as what families need to know is that it's coming up on the 26th. And it's 3 until 5 or until the candy runs out or any of the treats run out.
Whichever comes first.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So they're able to, do you guys need help with any decorating? Because I like to decorate. So if you need help decorating, well, any
sure,
trunks.
Sure, we could take all the help we could get. Sure, if you have a lot of Halloween decorations in your attic or that you
We have a ton of them at our house. Halloween is, and I was just talking with my fiance about it just the other day. She's like, oh, October is my favorite holiday. It's not even just Halloween and around that time and as we get ready for Thanksgiving. No, she's taking the whole month
the fall season,
and that is wonderful. So so for people that are interested, again, it's happening on October 26th from 3 until 5. We're talking with Virgil Bennett and Chris Bennett from Peace Lutheran Church. And you guys are doing, I think, a great thing in our community. And I think it is really important with a trunk or treat. And like you said, Virgil, earlier, is that it's a safe haven for kids that, you know, I mean, yeah, parents, you want to take your kids trick or treating. But, you know, sometimes it's a little bit dangerous, you know, walking in the streets. I know every time in my community, I see the kids there and I give out the candy. But, you know, I just watch and I'm scared a little bit about the drivers that are driving all around town and maybe they're not paying attention and some of the kids may not be paying attention because maybe their friends down the street and they're like, oh, I'm going to go there and something could happen. So we don't want that. And so this is a really fun thing. Plus, it's a great thing for kids to just go and get candy a lot faster, too. And then they can go back and count. And because when I was a kid, I used to count the candy and separate the candy
and
do all that stuff. And then my mom had to go and look and make sure everything was good and then also hide some of the candy so I didn't eat it all in one sitting. But this is great. So if we wanted to find out more information about the trunk or treat or anything going on, any of the details that someone may have missed, where's the best place to find all that?
Of course, you can always visit Peace Lutheran's website at www.peacelutheranstjoe.org. You can go there, first of all. You can call the church, of course, at our phone number, 269-556-7000. We're located at 3590 Lincoln Avenue. That's at the corner of Maiden Lane and Lincoln Avenue. We're diagonal from Upton Middle School.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm sure you know where that is.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a very large parking lot where we'll be staging this. The traffic will be very well controlled, so it'll be a safe environment. The kids can and their parents can come in and come out with no difficulties, no backups or anything of the sort. And, you know, it's just going to be an awful lot of fun, a lot of games, things to do. It's going to be a ball. It's going to be a ball. I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Really looking forward to it as well. And so if people are interested also to know about some of the great work you guys do in our community, or they just want to know when, you know, any services might be at Peace Lutheran, where can they find information on that?
You can always go on Facebook and check out Peace Lutheran Church, NALC.
Okay.
So that we can find us there and you'll get the entire scoop, as I said, or visit our website. And that will also give you all the lowdown on what's going on at Peace. And you're always welcome to call or drop by and talk with any of us that may be there at the time.
Absolutely.
Welcome to have you.
And you guys are doing all these events with Trunk or Treat. And like you said earlier about some of the other great work that you guys do, you know, as the weather starts to get a little cooler, the soup kitchens and things like that. Now, is that something that you do on a regular basis for the soup kitchen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do the soup kitchen every other month.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great things that you guys are doing at Peace Lutheran. We really appreciate you coming by. Again, for somebody that might have just joined us and wanted to know about the trunk or treat, give us that quick rundown of the things going on and the schedule so the parents can write it down, because I, you know, they hear one little bit and then the kids are in the back probably talking to each other. They miss something. So that quick rundown of the details for that event.
Trunk or Treat. It's Saturday, October the 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. Children of all ages. There will be games and prizes. Pin the nose on the pumpkin ring toss, and a beanbag toss.
That's wonderful. And costumes are encouraged,
costumes,
of course.
Costumes are encouraged, definitely.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
Will you guys be in costume?
We will indeed. We'll have our trunk decorated in our car, maybe two of our cars. We'll see. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity for people to really use their imagination. Let it all hang out. Get
absolutely.
Out there. Do your trunk. You know, have a good time. You know, you can make it scary. You can make it fun. whatever you want to do. You can assign a theme to it or just go crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing people don't think about is where the trunk is, that you can decorate a whole lot because it's just like a chest and there's so many different ideas. And I love the creativity. So the Trunk or Treat, October 26th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at Peace Lutheran, right there in the church parking lot located at the corner of Lincoln Avenue and Maiden Lane. Looking forward to it. I know you said it's the first year for it, but looking forward to this being an annual event for you guys over at Peace Lutheran.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Virgil and Chris, for stopping by today.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.